Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you, of course, can bring up whatever you'd like. Just dial in toll-free here and join us on the phones at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The us includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
On this live Sunday edition of the program, coming up tonight, a hacker is holding a police department website for ransom after they stand behind killer cops. Plus, the latest on the D.C. legalization of cannabis. Some residents are complaining about too much pot smoke. We'll tell you more about what's happening in D.C. And, of course, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Plus, the story about the restaurants shutting down in Seattle prior to the hike in the minimum wage to $15 an hour. There's a pretty outrageous copyright decision in a court regarding the Robin Thicke song Blurred Lines, and what does that mean for the future of the music business and copyright in that realm. The toll-free number here is, again, 855-453. Crichton is with us, listening in Kentucky, to start things out here tonight. Hello, Crichton.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Last night started off with a bang, and you know, just burned all night. But when it started off last night, you guys were talking about abortion. But Mark commented on a potential resolution to that problem and many others, being that voluntary associations of government. And I was hoping that Mark would hit on the word, but he never hit on the word.
Okay, what's the word?
I don't know if he... The word that he's
Bird.
Looking for right there is a file, a P-H-Y-L-E, file.
Okay.
It's a Greek word. It means clan, but it, in this modern context, it is a voluntary association that does not claim a monopoly of force. But functions otherwise as a government.
That's actually, I never heard that word before.
Exactly the term he was looking for.
Okay.
A file.
What I like to use is, new words are great and fun, but I like to use words that people already know and are familiar with in order to communicate with them, because I think that, you know, like my role is less as a vocabulary teacher and more of an instructor in, you know, just sort of the ideas of a voluntary association. And so if I can use terms that people are familiar with, then I'm more likely to. I like this word, but that doesn't...
I agree with that position, but of course you guys should occasionally use the words that apply, because they're not unfamiliar to a lot of people. To some people they're not unfamiliar. But the best example, you know how these kind of ideas tend to show up in fiction before they show up in the common lexicon?
Yeah.
A really good book with a really great story is called The Diamond Age, and it very well plays out. Files play a major role.
Yeah, they do use that term in there, don't they? That's from Neal Stephenson, am I right there?
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great story. There's no doubt about it. It's a little weird, but, no doubt. Pretty awesome.
Crichton, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I just wanted to share that.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
What I liked about the Diamond Age is what they showed was essentially the sort of trickle down of wealth. Today, poor people enjoy, even if you're not talking about government programs or anything like that, if you're just talking about sort of voluntary programs out there, they enjoy really nice, clean streets, relatively safe societies, beautiful buildings around which they can, be homeless. And most of them are going to eat. Generally, they will not starve. And also people give out food and that sort of thing. Apparently, wealth became such so abundant there that essentially these 3D printing machines were available even to people who didn't have homes, that they have a certain area for the poor folks. I mean, these people are basically unemployed, but the wealthy people just sort of wanted them filed away somewhere so they didn't have to deal with them, so they gave them some things to keep them busy. And I thought it was, you know, fascinating, honestly.
Seattle's $15 minimum wage law goes into effect April 1st, about 2 weeks away. As that date approaches, restaurants across the city are making the financial decision to close shop. This from ShiftWA.org. The Washington Policy Center writes that, quote, closings have occurred across the city from Grub in the upscale Queen Anne Hill neighborhood to Little Uncle in gritty Pioneer Square. Hey, these don't sound like chain businesses, do they, Mark? These
No.
sound like local mom and pops.
Many times when people think about the minimum wage, what they're concerned with is places like Walmart paying more to mm-hmm. their employees. But in there's also, you need to consider, there's a lot of pizza joints out there that pay minimum wage, too.
And Little Uncle in gritty Pioneer Square to the Boat Street Cafe on Western Avenue near the waterfront. Of course, restaurants close for a variety of reasons, but according to Seattle Magazine, quote, the impending minimum wage hike to $15 per hour is playing a major factor. And that's not surprising, considering about 36% of restaurant earnings go to paying labor costs. According to Seattle Magazine, Washington's Restaurant Association's Anthony Anton puts it this way, quote, it's not a political problem, it's a math problem. He estimates,
yes, it is,
that a common budget breakdown among sustaining Seattle restaurants so far has been the following. 36% of funds are devoted to labor, 30% to food costs, and 30% goes to everything else, the other operational costs. The remaining 4% has been the profit margin. And as a result, in a $700,000 restaurant, he estimates the average restaurateur in Seattle has been making $28,000 per year. With the that's not a lot of money.
No.
With the minimum wage spike, however, he says that if restaurant owners made no changes, the labor cost in quick service restaurants would rise to 42%, up from 36%, and in full service restaurants would rise to 47%. Restaurant owners expecting to operate on thinner margins have tried to adapt in several ways, including higher menu prices, cheaper lower quality ingredients, reduced opening times, and cutting work hours and firing workers, according to the Seattle Times and Seattle Eater magazine. As the Washington Policy Center points out, when these strategies are not enough, businesses close, workers lose their jobs, and the neighborhood loses a prize.
And prices go up, because this is important.
That was one of the things they're doing.
It was supply. No, but the prices are going to go up, because what's going to happen is the supply is diminishing, right? So if you want a pizza,
mm-hmm.
and one-third of the pizza restaurants have closed, that means a third of the supply of pizza is gone,
right.
Correct?
Yep.
Now, yeah, these other pizza places can manufacture more pizzas for you, but it's sort of a variety of pizzas, the different types of pizzas. There's lots of pizza places here in Keene. You can get a New York pizza. You can get a Chicagoan pizza. You can get sort of your standard fare, that fluffy crust thing, and then, of course, there's all the
Greek
other
pizzas.
What's that?
The Greek pizzas.
Yeah, there's the Greek pizzas, too.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of pizzas that you can get, and you can get them all made in all different places. What's going to happen is essentially when there's less competition, then the other businesses are going to enjoy more customers coming to them for more pizzas.
Yep.
So they're going to be able to hike their prices a little bit. And it's not going to be just them making more money from selling more pies. They will also increase their margins on selling more pies because you have no place to go. And that's how the marketplace works.
Well, the other reason they're hiking prices is because they're paying their employees more. And in Seattle...
This will be considered, right, well, this will be considered a victory for the social planner types because they'll say, look, yeah, pizza prices went up by... 50 cents. And see what we have? We have a better society for it. Thank us for our meddling.
Well, they're not going to point out all the businesses that have closed. They'll only point to the employees who are now getting paid $15 an hour and act like they are the great saviors.
If you do make them look at the businesses that closed, they'll say that you have to break some eggs in order to have some success. We're talking about workers' rights here. And frankly, what they'll say, look, most of these people that were making the pizzas, they went to work for the other restaurants. They're making more money. They're not getting the $28,000 a year. Now they're making $30,000 a year as a pizza manager at one of the places.
That's not very likely, though, because those places already have managers. They're not hiring new people into these positions.
Well, those people likely are not going to stay unemployed forever.
Ed's in New Jersey listening to WPG. Hello, Ed.
Good evening. How are you doing, guys?
Good. What's on your mind tonight,
Ed? I wanted to bring up the Ferguson thing. I see they caught the guy supposedly today that shot both the police officers.
It's actually the first time we've talked about it, I think, on Free Talk Live, unless, Mark, you covered it last week.
We did cover it, you know, while you were gone.
Okay. All right. So stand by, Ed. We'll let you come back here in a moment and talk about that. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The effects of the minimum wage. We can discuss that further. Plus, copyright. There's a court case verdict that's come down. We'll tell you about that and how it's going to affect things, or perhaps. It's Free Talk Live.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in a convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us via Skype. That Skype username, LRN.FM. Now would be the perfect time to crack open a bottle of your Cameron Hughes wine, if you've ordered some. And apparently a number of our listeners have done so.
Oh, yeah. Apparently we've been among their top producers as far as an advertising venue.
I'm really happy to hear that because, you know, sometimes some things work better than others, and apparently wine works better than others.
Well, you know, it's often been said in the libertarian community that alcohol, tobacco, and firearms should be the name of a convenience store, not a policing organization. And, you know, there you go. So not a surprise to me that things worked out well. CHWine.com. What Cameron Hughes does is Cameron Hughes goes to the top posh wineries around the country, mostly in California, but he has some around the world, and he gets their best, you know, their overstock of their best wines, right? Like, so all their wine's good, and he gets the overstock, and then he private labels them himself, so that you don't know where they came from, just sort of that batch came from there. But, you know, batch 471 came from, you know, there, wherever it was. You don't know where there is, though. So, and you know, these are $70 to $100 bottles of wine, generally. These wineries are getting rated 90s and above, and I guess that's a good thing. And what the deal he made with us is that if we have a coupon, if people use our coupon code, they get free shipping. Now, liquids weigh a lot to ship. If you get six bottles of wine, that's going to be relatively heavy. So it's a big savings to go to chwine.com. All you have to do is click on the microphone in the upper left-hand corner and put in FTL, and you'll get free shipping. These are top-grade wines for something like $15 a bottle, $15 to $25 a bottle, and they should be $70 to $100. You'll love it. Check it out. Trust me on your first batch, and then after that, it can speak for itself. Mm. If you drink wine, just try this. Trust me. CHWine.com.
Yep. All right. Toll free number. Oh, yeah, by the way, limited time on that free shipping offer.
Yeah. Everything in life is a limited time offer. If you don't believe that, then you haven't been on planet Earth enough.
All right. So we're going back to your phone calls and thoughts here. Ed is in New Jersey. We've been talking about the minimum wage. And, Ed, you wanted to discuss Ferguson, where there were two police officers shot. Were they shot to death? I honestly have not been following the story.
No, they weren't. One has a bullet. He was released from the hospital. He still has a bullet in his head.
Oh, wow.
The other one, I believe, was shot in the shoulder. But what I was calling about was how one person, this only took one person to start the whole thing of Ferguson. And I know everybody, a lot of people are tired of hearing about it. But what I'm trying to bring to your attention is the chain reaction, how a town was destroyed and lit on fire, how a police force had to resign. The whole chain reaction. What I'm getting to is this. The everybody knows that the guy that committed the crime and fought with the cop, he was guilty. I just don't understand how it even turned into, and I don't like even throwing the race thing, but how it turned into a race thing when everybody knows he was guilty of the crime. If you do the math and you figure everything that happened.
Now, wait, when you say, you're talking about Michael Brown, the initial situation in Ferguson.
I'd like to say this, too. He got what he deserved. You don't fight a cop and then try to grab his gun. He got everything that happened to him. He got what he deserved.
Well, I don't know if he got what he deserved.
Yeah, we don't know what happened.
The difficulty is, wait a second. I'm glad that you're so sure. But
you're going to get shot and killed.
I understand. I'm glad you're very, very sure of this. Can I talk?
Go ahead. I thought I was the one that was given the chance to talk.
You are. How long have you talked?
You've been talking for 90 seconds here. We're trying to have a conversation.
I didn't cut you off.
We're trying to have a conversation here. You're making some statements that you sound very sure of, but I don't know if I'm so sure about those things.
When you try to hit a cop and grab his gun, then you're going to...
How do you know he tried to hit a cop?
That's what the cop said. How do you know that's true?
What did he do when he walked in the store?
That's not answering the question. I asked you a question. How do you know he hit a cop?
From the media. That's how I know.
You don't know from the,
from the media.
Somebody said something somewhere. You see, the problem is police officers across this country have no obligation.
What he deserved.
The police officers
I'm putting him on hold.
Police officers in this country have no obligation to wear cameras. I want to know what happened. That police officer is supposed to be my employee. That's the story we're told. And
he hung up, by the way.
If he's my employee, I want to be able to see what occurred when he decided to use deadly force on somebody. That's not a crazy stance to take. That's a pretty moderate stance to take. Now, yeah, if you reach for a police officer's gun, you're probably committing suicide.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I don't, you know, like, I will not lose sleep over your, your misspent life. But at the same time, I'm not just going to assume that everything that's said by some police officer is true.
There's so much evidence that police lie. I mean, a lot of cops are trained to lie. In fact, they're trained to tell lies to suspects to try to get them to, you know, give up information on their buddies, for instance. So it's not uncommon to, we've seen police lying on the stand in court here in Keene, New Hampshire. We saw an FBI agent tell lies on the stand here in court.
Well, just because you've seen a police officer lie doesn't mean a police officer's lying. But in the same way, just because you've seen a police officer tell the truth doesn't mean police officers are telling the truth. They need evidence for the things that they claim. And when, you know, just words coming out of their mouth in 2015, when we all have video cameras running around in our pockets, more than 50% of people have smartphones. It's absolutely patently ridiculous that I, as a taxpayer, should have to believe some employee about what happened. I want video and I want audio. Don't have it, if you don't have video and you don't have audio, you probably should let that person go because you don't have sufficient evidence.
Well, I wasn't saying all cops lie, Mark, but they are trained to lie as part of their job, and we have caught them in lies multiple times. So it's not unbelievable to me that a cop would tell a lie, especially a cop who's trying to save his butt from possibly being fired or catching criminal charges. I mean, the more danger an officer is in personally, the more likely they're going to try to lie their way out of it. And so did the cop lie in this circumstance? We don't really know because the other guy's dead. So he can't really tell his side of the story. And I'm not the kind of person who's just going to believe the cop because he's wearing a badge. That's not good enough for me. Now, I think that Ed, during his shouting there, I think he said his son was a cop. So that,
oh, did he? I didn't hear it.
Yeah, it was very quick. So that's the kind of bias that likely is going to lead to someone believing the police every time. Well, you know, the police are good guys. The police are there to help people. There's this narrative about the police in this country that is inculcated within us from a very young age. In fact, Derek Jay, who is our Monday night co-host, he hosts a show called Cop Block Radio on LRN.FM. He actually was sent this book about, like, the police and children, and it's very sort of written for young kids and the messages, you know, how great cops are and the cops are your friends and all this. And, you know, the fact is they're not your friends. They're out there to put you in handcuffs. They're out there to find something to put you away for. And I wish that weren't true. I wish the cops were actually friendly and that they were actually peace officers whose sole job it was to stop bad guys from hurting peaceful people. But instead, they're out there arresting teenagers for underage possession, for possession of cannabis, and all other manner of things that actually have no victim. So people don't trust the police, and there's a good reason for it, because they've earned the distrust.
Well, to some extent,
arrest after arrest.
Ferguson looks like an occupied territory. When you see that 20% of the towns of the city revenues, the court fine here, reliance on court fine revenue, 20.2%, that's a pretty big portion of the budget. That it looks like an occupying force in many ways.
All right, we'll come back with more. You can share your comments on Ferguson or whatever's on your mind here. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Blurred Lines. It's a pop music song from a couple of years ago, I guess. Maybe just a year ago. Anyway, there's been a lawsuit about that song, and it's going to have an effect on the world of copyright, which is an ugly, terrible world, and we can talk more about that here in a moment. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive on a variety of different things, including the front page of the website. You can actually create the content right there at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live accepts Bitcoin. In fact, Mark, you are extending the Bitcoin offer that we
Bitcoin sale.
Yeah, the Bitcoin fire sale, as we called it. For anybody who has been looking to maybe advertise something here on Free Talk Live, we are now offering Bitcoin purchasers, people paying for their advertising in Bitcoin, 50% off.
50% off rate card, yes.
So that's pretty amazing, and if people are interested in that, they can get in touch with you, Mark, directly at mark@freetalklive.com. And if you don't yet have Bitcoin, well,
the reason, by the way, I want to make it clear, the reason that, to some extent, the reason I'm deciding to do that is because I believe in the future of Bitcoin. I believe that Bitcoin is going to be used more and more by more people. I think it's going to be adopted from the ground up. And I think that that increase in utility is going to drive an increase in value. And so I'm willing to take a little hit today in order to, you know, have more in the future, is the idea. And Free Talk Live gets a great deal of its revenue out of Bitcoin. I love being part of the Bitcoin economy.
Yeah, we were one of the first advertising venues in the world.
Maybe the first in the whole world. I'd like somebody else to make a claim.
But if you want to buy with Bitcoin, you got to get Bitcoin first. And to do that, go to ExpressCoin.com. You can get Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Dogecoin from ExpressCoin.com. And you can do it easily. Whether you're in the United States or Canada, you can send them a money order, check, or wire transfer, and they send you Bitcoin. It's very simple, and you can use our code FTL to get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency with no fee at all at ExpressCoin.com. Plus, they've got an app. You can download that also at ExpressCoin.com. So go and get your cryptocurrencies there. By the way, they're a licensed money services business. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Oh, Mark, you wanted to clarify something regarding Ed in New Jersey?
Yeah, Ed seemed a little put out that he didn't get to, say everything that he wanted over, you know, without any interruption or anything like that. And, like, Free Talk Live is an opportunity to call in and talk about what you want to talk about, and Ed certainly could do that. And he managed, we let him go for probably something like 90 seconds without an interruption. Time's kind of sped up on radio. You got to have abbreviated conversations. Our segments are 10 minutes long. So, yes, you can bring up whatever you want, but that doesn't mean we're not going to talk to you about it, right? Like the radio program where anybody can call in and lecture us for as long as they'd like, and we don't hop in on anything, is a boring radio program. And I think, conversely, that we all need somebody to sort of step in and break our paradigm if the way we think about things. That's true for the hosts here, and that's true for callers, in my opinion. So what I was hoping to do was introduce the idea that in a country that's supposedly free, that we should be presumed innocent until proven guilty. And that's why I think that the Michael Brown, that his stances in the Michael Brown case, although I do think that Michael Brown is a pretty unenviable character, right? Like
doesn't seem like a great guy.
Didn't seem like a great guy to me. But, I want to know what my police officers are doing, and that's not, there's nothing wrong with that from a citizen standpoint. And I felt like he was jumping to too many conclusions.
Michael's on the line in Atlantic City listening to WPG as well. Hello, Michael.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
Sure, go ahead.
First, I'd like to correct you, gentlemen. Police officers are not employees of the regular public, general public.
I don't think they are.
Wait a minute. They're employees, legally, they're employees of the Justice Department, the courts, and stuff like that. But let's try to work this thing out logically. The evidence that I have, that I know, that what I see, what I read, what I see on television and hear on the radio is that Michael Brown was a hothead when he walked into that store and he pushed around the owner and I think he stole some things. And I'd like to ask you a question.
Sort of.
Did the owner of that store, at that point, when Michael Brown was doing those things to him, did he have a right to shoot him if he had a
weapon? I think he did.
Okay.
Why?
So at that
if he strong-armed robbed the guy, even if
what's the evidence he strong-arm robbed the place?
Well, he took something
So he got away with it then. Now.
Wait. We're still talking about what you just brought up. Hang on, Michael. What's the evidence he strong-arm robbed the place? I heard he paid for it.
He threw money at him.
Wait a minute. The evidence that I see, let's say I see that he pushed that gentleman around. I actually see that on the video. If somebody's getting pushed around, do they have a right to defend themselves?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, if he had a weapon, a legal weapon, and he could use it, did he have a right to use that weapon to shoot him, to defend himself?
Yeah, if you feel like your life is in jeopardy, then I would say you probably do have that right, yes.
Okay, so now it shows me that what Michael Brown had a tendency to be a hothead and be violent. So now you expect me to take the words of people, let's put it this way. You expect me to take the words of black people who are brought up most of the time to think that their woes and their problems are caused by the white man and that it's their responsibility to do whatever they can to take that back from the white man that took it from them. And a lot of them are grown up in homes where the parents themselves teach them that not to trust the cops. And you're telling me that.
Well, I would teach my kids not to trust the cops. I mean, anybody who is.
You're asking me to take the word of people that are brought up in that environment against a police
officer. No, I'm not asking you to take those people's word. I'm just saying don't take the police's word.
Just said to that other guy that called that we're supposed to take the words of we're not supposed to take the words of police officer. We're supposed to take the words.
No, you're jumping to a conclusion. You're presuming that simply because I said don't trust the police means that you should trust the other people. I'm not saying that at all. I would like to see video of a circumstance so there's some sort of an objective record of what actually happened. Witness testimony is notoriously unreliable.
But why do you need the video when you have all the other evidence?
What do you need video for? Why in the world would you want video? In 2015, when people carry around video cameras.
It's irrefutable that the guy was shot in the head on the way down. He was charging the guy. How much evidence do you want that the guy was charging him? He didn't have his hands up and his back turned.
I don't know what the evidence is because I haven't seen
the evidence. Is you have all these guys that
of course they're telling you what the evidence is because they're the police and they have a story.
I'm sorry that I just don't trust the government anymore.
Yeah. You're a sucker if you trust the government.
I didn't come about this opinion for no particular reason.
You used to support the police pretty blindly, Mark, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, yep, on this
about
show
a decade ago.
I'm not supporting the police blindly, but you asked me to take the word of.
I'm not asking you to do anything.
No, sir. You keep insisting that I'm asking you to take someone's word, and I haven't asked you to take anyone's word.
Let's put it this way. The evidence weighs, for me, that I see and I hear weighs more.
That you saw where? On the media? The mainstream media?
Than it does the police officer.
Where'd you see the evidence? On the mainstream media?
I don't see why a police officer would go out and just shoot somebody for no reason.
Did you hire your own guy to perform an autopsy?
No, but I mean,
well, if you don't think... Hold on.
But I can't buy the fact that a police officer would just shoot a person for absolutely no reason.
Tell you what. There's this. You've got this device in your home. It's called a computer. Go to it. Go to a website called Google.com and type in "police officer shoots a man for no reason."
Well, there's plenty of those videos.
That black people shoot police officers for no reason.
Are you a racist?
I love how he keeps on bringing up black people.
Are you
awesome?
Are you a racist?
No,
because
this is what it has to do with. It has to do with race. Blacks are the ones demonstrating and rioting.
That's ridiculous, sir. You have no idea what you're talking about, and you're blinded by your racism. Thank you for the call tonight. Anybody that watched video footage of the riots in Ferguson knows that there were people of all different shapes and colors and ethnicities down there in those riots. So please get real. The problems with the police are had across the board. It's certainly true that the police mess with people who might be considered darker skinned more often, but I suspect that's because there's racist cops just like the guy that just called in. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. And no, I'm not saying trust the witnesses of that situation. Witnesses by their nature are untrustworthy. They don't remember things correctly. There's been plenty of evidence about that. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free if you want to join us here on the radio. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to support the show, one way you can do that is by shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale, whatever it is you're buying. Personally, I just got a neat little device, Mark, that actually allows you to plug in cigarette lighter to cigarette lighter in a car and jump a car.
Really?
It's amazing. Chris Cantwell got one of these things, and he actually used it to jump my girlfriend's car the other day, and so I saw this thing work when other things weren't working. So pretty amazing. You can go and get stuff like that over at Amazon and all kinds of other things as well. And Free Talk Live gets a cut when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Dana is on the lines with us here on in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hello, Dana.
Hi, guys. Hey, I appreciate the passion of the last two gentlemen, but I'm going to just stick with the facts. And but I understand why they're getting really upset, because it's getting to the point where enough is enough. I don't always believe the police either. There are a lot of good guys out there and good women, but we all know about the blue line and that they will protect each other.
They sure do.
But this case was not at all that. And this is what I think people, maybe white people, are, and I've never told you guys my race, and that shouldn't be an issue.
I agree, it shouldn't.
White or black, right, or biracial, as long as you stick to the facts. The facts in this case, well, what I think white people are getting tired of is that when black people tend to, like the Trayvon Martin in this case, they're picking the wrong cases. There is a lot of...
Can we please stop talking about... I mean, you just said it shouldn't matter, and then you went on to make a generic statement like, white people think about this and black people think about that, and that's not true. People are individuals, and they think different things. People with a black tone of skin have different opinions about Trayvon Martin, and they have different opinions about Michael Brown and Ferguson, and so do people with a white tone of skin. I mean, this is ridiculous to put everybody in a group.
You didn't let me finish. You didn't let me get the period on my sentence. I think that people are seeing that in these two cases, both of these kids were obviously at fault. Or I shouldn't say kids, because one was 4 days short of 18 and Michael Brown was an adult. There are so many cases of racism, but people aren't taking up those cases, these valid ones. They're jumping on the wrong side. But getting back to the facts, the actual witnesses that cleared the officer, it wasn't other officers, it wasn't the officer's testimony himself. They were six individual black people who did not know each other. They were in fear for their lives from their own race. And they were given protection. One woman barricaded herself in. She refused to talk. She was threatened with going to jail if she didn't testify to the grand jury, because they wanted to know the truth, but they were terrified of their own people. And so it was the six black individuals that cleared this cop. Everything. He never had his hand
I'd
up.
Never heard that. You know, like
oh,
some
absolutely.
Of the things.
Read the report. Read the federal report from Eric Holder. Eric Holder made an announcement on TV, and this is what he said, and this was wrong, and we all probably know that he wanted to get this guy. His department wanted to get this guy. And
saying things like terrified of their own people is, it sounds like, you know, again, you're putting people into some kind of a category that, where they don't belong. I'm not, I don't consider people who are of a white tone of skin to be my people. That's
good point.
Meaningless to me.
This was their words, okay? I'm quoting what the woman's quote was, okay? Because she was threatened by black people. I shouldn't, if you don't want her, the form.
Well,
the
obviously we're taking your word for it, right? We don't have this information in front of us.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that a woman say that, but I have a problem with the stance, whether you say it, Dana, or whether she says it.
I agree. I agree. Thank you, Dana, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I guess I don't... What you're saying is extraordinarily valid, right? Like, I don't want my people to be the white people. I want my people to be the good people.
You know, my people, if I have people, are the people who believe in liberty and respecting others and, you know, allowing other people to be free. And to me, the color of their skin or their gender or where they were born is immaterial.
Mostly, this is a conversation about how to say things, and I think that this is it's difficult, right? Like, I understand why people are upset on all sides. I can understand why people chose to take this case, even though I don't think Michael Brown's particularly I don't have a lot of sympathy for him. Because when you look at places like Ferguson, where they have a largely white police force and a largely black population, you see that of the population that when you look at, let's see here, I've got some statistics on it. The blacks are 67% of the population of Ferguson, and they receive 90% of the citations issued from 2011 and 2012. Like, could you see how this might be interpreted by somebody that if blacks, for whatever reason, are receiving more police attention, how this might be interpreted as institutional racism? No. I'm not saying it is.
So when she was making those claims about the witnesses, I was remembering hearing something that might have possibly contradicted that, and a quick Google search reveals this story, Mark, from December of 2014. So fairly, you know, late in the game here. This is well after the Ferguson incident had occurred in the summer. According to CNN, more than 2 weeks after St. Louis County grand jury did not indict Officer Darren Wilson in the killing of Michael Brown, there are new revelations about the evidence that drove their decision. Witnesses admitted to lying. According to Robert McCullough, St. Louis County prosecutor, quote, some witnesses admitted they didn't actually see the shooting or only saw part of the shooting or only repeating what they heard on the streets. Others changed their story. The grand jury had to figure out who and what to believe. Danny Ceballos, CNN's legal analyst, said, quote, this is demonstrating to the citizens what people in the justice system have known for a long time, that eyewitness testimony, the data is increasingly showing, is inherently, at best, unreliable. At worst, it's completely unreliable. Thousands of pages of documents made public turn up several examples of testimony with little or no credibility. Witness 22, whose testimony was at first damaging to Officer Wilson, admitted she lied when pressed by investigators, eventually telling the grand jury, quote, I just felt like I wanted to be part of something. I didn't see what I told the FBI. Unquote. Testimony from Witness 35 might have helped lead to an indictment of Officer Wilson, testifying that Michael Brown was, quote, on his knees when shot in the head by Wilson. However, it wasn't true. The witness admits to making that story up. In one exchange, the prosecutor asked, quote, are you telling us the only thing that's true about all of your statements before this is that you saw that police officer shoot him at point-blank range? The answer was yes. It happened on both sides. Witness 40 supported Wilson's version of what happened, but prosecutors revealed she posted a racist comment online the day of the shooting that read, quote, they need to kill the expletive expletive, it's like an ape fest, unquote. When questioned about what she allegedly saw, she admitted to having gathered some details from news reports.
Right, and this is really the problem. When you're getting all your information from the news, you're taking a sanitized point of view. I'm getting from the DrudgeReport.com, 75% of Ferguson citizens have an arrest warrant. Why wouldn't
what?
These... 70,
it's crazy.
And remember, 67% are black, so
yeah.
I bet that's disproportionately black, just as a guess.
Lord.
And can you imagine, like, if they pick up four people, three of them have a warrant, you know?
Dorian Johnson, another witness, said, quote, we took off running, unquote. He was one witness who remained consistent. He was with Brown at the time of the shooting. Johnson told a nearly identical hands-up version of what happened to county and federal authorities, the grand jury, and the media. Quote, he shot again, and once my friend felt that shot, he turned around and put his hands up in the air and started to get down, but the officer continued to come with his weapon drawn, and he fired several more shots. 62 witnesses total, more than 5,000 documents of testimony presented. Josh Lev, CNN correspondent, said no, and that's something else that's really important for people to learn about this as you piece through the testimony. I'm sorry, the question that he was responding to was, did the ones that were credible have all the same version of the shooting? And he said no. So, look, this is just more information here to show you that whatever the witnesses say ain't worth crap in a lot of instances. If you don't have a witness with a video camera in their hands, forget about it.
This is right. This is why I want a video camera, and I should be able to have it for my police officers. And no, I don't want them to be able to turn it off.
All right. There's more on the way here.
I do want them to be able to turn it off, but I just don't think that anything that they say should be considered evidence. I want video. That's evidence.
855-453 is the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another micro-loan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and
auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.